With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The situation has gone from bad to worse for Hezbollah. Israeli military has killed yet another high-ranking Hezbollah official. As the Lebanese terrorist group reeling from a string of devastating blows, Israel says Nabil Kayouk, the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council, has now been taken out. We are learning more about Kamala Harris, what she plans to do, or in many cases, what she cannot do. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent thinks he knows why the vice president is providing so very few details.
I think she has policies. I don't think she's very good at explaining them. And I think she knows she can't talk about them because they are the Biden policies. They are the San Francisco Democratic policies.
Talent says Harris is really no different from Joe Biden.
She doesn't want to produce energy. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to continue the spending that has produced the inflation. She wants to keep having the border open. We're going to see a continuation of what Joe Biden has done.
Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, heavy rains brought by Hurricane Helene, leaving many people homeless as the cleanup begins from the storm that has claimed the lives of 64 people and caused billions of dollars in damage. In Newport, Tennessee, resident Jonah Work says flooding from the hurricane forced them to evacuate, but they waited too long and had to be helped out by first responders.
It was very scary. Definitely a scary moment. Definitely a scary moment. But as we still have the frame of the house, everything inside, there was probably 3 feet of water on the inside. I mean, everything, we're going to have to throw everything out, restart, but we got a frame. We got a frame and a roof, and that's what matters.
And this is SRN News. A leading atheist organization attacking an iconic Christian ministry.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a request with the IRS for the tax-exempt status of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to be taken away. The foundation is upset about a recent issue of BGEA's Decision magazine, which included an article comparing the platforms of the two political parties on moral issues. The atheists say it violates the ministry's tax exemption, but Franklin Graham tells the Christian Post, quote, "I don't tell people who to vote for." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds a number of women charged with crimes related to their pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. The advocacy group Pregnancy Justice found most charges had nothing to do with the state abortion bans. Instead, most cases concerned child abuse, neglect, or endangerment, which the unborn baby was listed as the victim. This is SRN News. Authorities in South Africa investigating the two mass shootings that took place in the same community. 17 people were killed, dozens more wounded. New York Mayor Eric Adams pleading not guilty to federal bribery charges and other counts in a case that has roiled the nation's largest city after months of investigations and searches. Adams' attorney, Alex Spiro, says the prosecution's case is weak.
The entire body of evidence is one staffer. One staffer that says there was a conversation. What you have not learned is that that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
Donald Trump attending the highly anticipated Alabama-Georgia game last night in Tuscaloosa, fans giving him a rousing welcome as it came hours after he had been campaigning in Wisconsin. More details at SRNnews.com.